Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first.
Sorry I didn't get on this morning, but I had a bad night last night. So I was asleep in my chair.
I'm sorry that you had a bad night.
Well, it'll be better. I couldn't breathe.
Has joined.
I was kind of like sick at my stomach, so I don't know what that was. But I'm better.
Glad to hear it. May you have a refuah shleman. I believe somebody else just joined us, so good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We'll start momentarily.
Anna
has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So today we are studying the Sefer Yehoshua. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 6. The third column from the left. When you click on that link, you'll need to scroll down almost to the bottom to where it says Sefer Joshua, section 22 or chapter 22. That's what we will be studying today. When that opens up, you'll need to open the link to the Machon Mamre, Sefer Yehoshua. And then that would need to be scrolled down to chapter 22. The first paragraph we will read is in the commentary, and then we will transfer to the Machon Mamre and read the verses. There are 34 verses. Let me start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limun Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kurenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kurenehu. There are 34 verses in this chapter 22. The number 34 connects to the word Dal, Dalad Lamed. And Dal translates as poor or lacking. It also can be translated as a doorway to teaching. And that is essentially what chapter 22 will be. Other Hebrew words with a gematria of 34, they translate as levav, hearts. You're familiar with that word from Shema Yisrael. You have two hearts. Tradition teaches that we each have two hearts. One heart is the good inclination and one heart is the evil inclination. Another word is to be with or in a heart. And lives and redeem. These are all the energy. These are all Hebrew words with the energy that come forth from chapter 22. And there are many other words that have the same gematria as well. So let us transfer to the Machon Mamre with verse 1. Az Yikra Yehoshua Lar Uveinani Velagar adi vilachati mate menashe. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. These are the three tribes that received the land from Moses on the other side of the Jordan, meaning the eastern part of the Jordan. There are eight words connecting to the Sephirah Bina. Verse 2. Vayomer alehem atem shemartem et kol asher tziwa etchem Moshe eved Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohaheda wanu heyo. Watishmeu bekoli lekol asher tzviti etchem. And said to them, ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of Hashem, commanded you, and have hearkened unto my voice in all that I commanded you. If you'll remember, Moshe said, you're getting this land on the eastern part of the Jordan, provided you help your brother tribes conquer the land. And there are 18 words in this verse, which we all know connects to life. Tachai. And what is the teaching here? And with every verse that has 18 words in the Tanakh, it's telling you, if you listen and do what Hashem has told Moses to have us do, then you will be receiving the energy of life, which is what the three tribes received. And you actually, in this verse, you have double life, because the number of letters is 68, which is Chaim, the plural of Chai. Translation is live. The third verse.
Lo azavtem et achechem ze yamim rabim ad hayom hazeh ushmartem et mishmeret mitzvot Adonai Yohewahe adanu yo yohaheda wanu heyo Eloheichem.
You have not left your brethren these many days unto this seventh day, but have kept the charge of the mitzvot of Hashem, your God. Actually, it's mitzvah, the singular. And the charge, the many days, is approximately 7.5 years. That's how long we learned in the previous chapter. And this is 16 words, which is a connection to the sharing letters, the male letters of Hashem's name, Yud and Vav. I believe there are 57 letters in this verse, which connects us to Parnassah, the Hebrew word zan. Verse 4. We ata heiniach Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo Elohechem laachechem Asher diber lachem, we ata penu uku lachem, laachalechem, el eret achuzatchem, asher natan lachem Moshe, ever Adonai yo he wahe, adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. And now Hashem, your God, has given rest unto your brethren, as he spoke unto them. Therefore now turn ye and get you unto your tents, unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of Hashem, gave you beyond the Jordan. There are 24 words in this verse, the fourth verse. The number 24 connects to the 2 times 12. It connects to the duality of day and night, 12 hours of each. It also connects to male and female and all other forms of duality. There are 94 letters, which is the letter Tzadi plus the letter Dalet. And this is the seed level of the doorway to righteousness. What is the seed level? When you are connected to your land, and you are ready to go and do the mitzvot, when you are ready to go and do sit in your tents and study Torah, doing mitzvot and helping others, that is the seed door. That's the doorway to righteousness. Verse 5. Rak shimru meot. La'asot et hamitzvah
Wied HaTorah Asher Tziva Etchem Moshe Eved Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanu Heyo La'ahava Et Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanu Heyo Elohechem Vilalechet the call dirakav Vilishmor mitzvotav Uldav kavo ulavdo the call livavchem Uvachol nafshechem.
Only take diligent heed to do the mitzvot and the law, which Moses, the servant of Hashem, commanded you, to love Hashem your God, and to walk in all his ways, and keep his mitzvot, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul.
There are 30 words connecting to the letter Lamed, the word Lamed, meaning a teacher.
There are 121 letters, and that is a significant number, but I don't remember what the significance is right off of my brain, so I'm going to look it up. If you try looking up the traditional one that I've always used for the gematria, you'll find that it's no longer working. So I have found a different website called TorahCalc.com. It's quite expansive in what it does. Excuse the delay.
words with the gematria of 121 is nose, representing Zeron Pin. We anachnu, and we. Bechazak, which means and strength or strong. Le Elohim, to their God. And Aleph with a Yud at the end, Alfei, which is my thousands. Yefilah, which is the it's basically Pele, which is wonders, but the Yud at the beginning means it's active wonders, it's active miracles. As I said, it's a very powerful number. Verse 6. And I think these are probably the most, probably the five most significant verses in the Torah. Because of the energy of these verses, but they're not small, and we know less is more when it comes to physicality. Verse 6. Why Varchem Yehoshua? Why Shalchem? Why Elku Elahalechem? So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents, meaning they went home to the eastern side of the Jordan, where their wives and their children were. And for 7.5 years, they had rotated. But they were always in the forefront, the vanguard of the wars. Verse 7.
Wilachati Shevet Amnashe Natan Moshe Babashan Ulhetzio Natan Yehoshua imachem Sever hayarden Yama wagam kishilcham Yehoshua elachalechem waibarchem.
Now to the one half tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given inheritance in Bashan, but unto the other half gave Joshua among their brethren beyond the Jordan westward. Moreover, when Joshua sent them away unto their tents, he blessed them. Now, why do we know need to have this verse? We know that the tribe of Manasseh was split, and they had some of their land was given to the west of the Jordan and other to the east of the Jordan. So what is the purpose of this verse? What is it teaching us? Well, let's count the words and the letters, and maybe that'll reveal it. There are 21 letters. The number 21 is the gematria of Echiyeh. Echiyeh is the name of God associated with Bina. which is the letter pay and bet. It's in the mouth. That's the meaning or translating of that word pay or bet pay. And that's the purpose of this verse, is to teach us that it's in the mouth. All of the goodness that we desire, that we want, that we merit to receive, comes from the words of Torah that come out of our mouth. The eighth verse.
Vayomer alehem lemor bin kasim rabim shuvu el achalechem uvnikne rav meod bekesef uvzahav uvin choshet uvarzel uvsholamot arbe meod
Excuse me, I went too fast with verse 7. There is a word that is written differently than it's pronounced. Letter, which is mem, meaning from, or bet, meaning in or with. The word itself is ever. And it's really being translated here as beyond. So it's from beyond or in beyond. And these are code words for your meditations. Whether you'll go out to come down or you'll go in to go up. These are different techniques of meditation. So we have read the Hebrew in verse 8. So the English translation, and spoke unto them, saying, return with much wealth to your tents, and with your much cattle, with silver, with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much raiment, divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. Because these three tribes, or two and a half tribes, were is so significant in the wars, they received much of the spoil, much of the wealth. And so Joshua was saying, you can't keep it all. You need to divide it with your other brethren so that it's not that you're wealthy and they are poor. There are 23 words. We know the number 23 connects to the Hebrew Aleph Bet after the Mashiach. So this verse is explaining that there will be a rearrangement of the wealth in the Jewish world according to the Mashiach. After the Mashiach, it will be part of that. But the whole Jewish world will be receiving the wealth of all of the other nations, all of the wealth of the world, but not because we choose or desire that wealth. We desire to be closer to Hashem. And that's where we will need to understand how these things will develop. 102 letters. It's another word that I have forgotten the meaning, but I know, I remember it is very significant.
Hello?
Yes, Randy.
Don't the 102, wouldn't it be like 10 times 10 plus 2? And the 10 times 10 would be connected to the Sephiroth?
Yes, that is the one way of understanding it. And 10 times 10 represents completion. 100 represents completion, and the number 2 represents the duality. So it's the completion of the tikkun of the dualities, male and female, night and day, and other forms of duality. But that's just one of the ways. With water is the meaning of another word that has 102. Children, banim, with above is also an energy of this word.
Could you use 101? Thinking of adding a kolel to it.
No, I counted the letters. There was 102, unless I made an error, which is possible.
No, I didn't have a card on 102. I had one on 104 and I had one on 101, but I didn't have 102. But 101 had to do with healing. And
101 is Mikhail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you ask, and Mikhail is Chesed, and obviously healing, but it's a more direct connection to healing is with Raphael.
Right.
The ninth verse, and that'll be the last one for today. I think you're getting a sense of how powerful this chapter is. Vayashuvu Vayehu B'nei Reuven U'v'nei Gad Wachatzi Shevet Hamnasheb Me'et B'nei Yisrael Mishilo Asher Ba'eretz Kenan Lalechet el eretz hagilad, el eretz achuzatam, asher nochazu va, al pi Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo wahe dawanu he yo, biad Moshe. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go unto the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed according to the mitzvah of Hashem by the hand of Moses. Again, this is a question we'd have to ask, why is this verse here? What is it teaching us? Because all of the information is things we knew. One of the important things to remember is the word Shiloh. Which is 335, but there should, if it's spelled completely with a yud, which it's not here, if it's spelled completely, it's the same gematria as Moshe, 345. And Shiloh represents the idea of the Mashiach through this connection to Moshe. But in this verse, it's not making that connection. There are 31 words which connects to the name of God El. There are 112 letters, which connects to the unity. It's actually the river Yabok. The word Yabok represents, through its gematria of 112, the unity of these three names that we've discussed, Hashem, connecting to Elohim, or another way for that unity to take place is with Adonai connecting to Hashem, connecting to Echieh. So this will be the end of our class for today. There's a lot of energy in this chapter, as you can see. Does anyone have any questions? Continue next week.
I have a question. I was unmuted and I was muted. In verse 2 in the Hebrew, the Tetragrammaton has an aleph at the end of it. We don't usually see that. At least it is in my printout, which I think is from Makom Mamre.
It's not in the Makom Mamre.
Okay.
What's in the Mechon Mamre is a semicolon at the end of Hashem's name.
Okay, well, I've got an aleph just as big as you can. I mean, it's the same size. Okay, I'll check some other, but I thought I got this from Mechon Mamre.
Yeah, I have never seen an aleph attached to Hashem's name.
Yeah, I haven't either, but I never know what I'll forget these days.
Yeah.
But it's definitely there, so I will check. I'll check my copy with the website.
And I'd appreciate knowing what you find so we can track it down.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Everyone have a beautiful afternoon, and remember, we have two more classes coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom gadol.
Shalom gadol.
Shalom.